Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building. On Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. VOA's Sharon Bain says the parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling.
There's actually been weeks of protests. This started last year. There is a massive groundswell among the population of grievance against the government. They find it completely corrupt. In his defense, Prime Minister Abadi has said that he has not been able to reform it because the political blocs inside parliament don't want to lose their power.
VOA's Sharon Bain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syrian government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Kerry is calling for Russia's help to persuade the government of Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks.
And so these are critical hours. We look for Russia's cooperation. We obviously look for the regime to listen to Russia and to respond to the international community's powerful statement through the U.N. Security Council.
U.S. officials said Kerry's top priority is to end the violence in Aleppo and return Syria to a durable cessation of hostilities that will enable the peace process to resume. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday has killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. No immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.